Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
So whenever we talk to entrepreneurs, you know, I definitely want to get some entrepreneur gems. So on your road to scaling, I know that you've had a lot of ups and downs, right? So what are some lessons that you've learned that, because a lot of times on social media, people paint entrepreneurship as like, you know, just flying private jets and going on vacation. But I know you've had some ups and downs. So what are some lessons that you've learned on your entrepreneurship journey that you could potentially share with the audience?
Ooh. You know, what's interesting is can y'all hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, I just see me. Okay. Let me tell you something so interesting. And I want y'all to go back and go through the archive of the evolution of my interviews. And if y'all know anything about me, you know, I don't lie about what's happening in my trajectory in business. Like, I'm always very honest about the journey. There's a lot of great things that happen, but a lot of people don't talk about in business when the not so great things happen that requires you to make hard decisions in your business. So There's a lot of things that have happened since the last time that I spoke to y'all. I've had to close some doors. So here I have this big popping brand that's super successful that everybody loves, but I got a location that nobody shows up to because it was poor site selection, right? So that's one piece of information that I really got the opportunity to learn about. Like, location is important. Like, so whoever is in the restaurant business and watching this program, like, it's not enough to just say, all right, this feel good in my spirit, because I'm a spirit kind of entrepreneur. You really got to lock in and get the data, because the data will allow you to make sound decisions. And I always didn't move by the data. Y'all following me?
Yep.
So that was the first big thing. So I've had to close doors. And as an entrepreneur, facing the reality that I had to close my doors for business, part of you feel like a failure. And then part of you feel like, should I be embarrassed that I had to close stores when you got Burger King, Popeyes, Red Lobster, and all of these other big brands that have been around for the test of time doing the same thing and nobody really talks about it. So navigating through that has been difficult, but also learning that it's just business and there's no emotion in business. And you got to be able to buckle down and make decisions based on the trajectory of the business so that you can continue to do the right thing. Those are kind of like the biggest things that I've learned. And I promise you, it's the Harvard of entrepreneurship. Like, money couldn't have paid for that. That is pure on experience, pure on figuring out what works, what doesn't work. Y'all got to imagine, I'm in the vegan space, so I ain't got no competitor. You understand what I'm saying? So that's true. A good thing, and it's a bad thing. It's a great thing because I'm leading the pack, right? I'm leading the opportunity to show people that veganism can work. It can be real. People can have it. It can be something that you eat every day. But then on the flip side, because there is no competitor, really, there's no metrics. There's no comparison. You know, like in real estate, you see comps. But where are the comps? So I am creating the lane in real time, and I don't have anything to compare it to. So when I make decisions in the business and I come back and I'm like, oh, maybe that wasn't the best decision, it's really hard to base it off of everything. But every day is a learning opportunity for me. And I want people to see this interview and all of my other interviews and understand that, like, entrepreneurship, it is not easy. But if you utilize it as a learning opportunity every single time you show up, then you'll be a lot better off.
I mean, you're doing an amazing job. You know, I just saw y'all at Essence, and every time I say y'all, because I saw you and Derek together, and it's beautiful to watch marriage. It's beautiful to watch union. It's beautiful to watch family, and it's even better to watch it as you both are your own entrepreneurs. I wonder, because you don't have comps, how often are you looking to what he's doing in terms of scaling his business and some of the mishaps and some of the, you know, the glories that he's had? Do you say, all right, I need to incorporate? How much are y'all leaning on each other to get ideas and learn from actual business, right? You said you had to close stores. Are you now going like, hey, hun, the location is important. As you're trying to scale, these are the things. Like, how often does that conversation happen?
It happens every day. Let me tell you how much it happens. So I'm going to give you like real deal so you understand the timeline. When I got $25 million to grow and scale my business, Derek was in the middle of a $10 million deal that fell through. So here we are. We both have these popular companies. We're making the same amount of money. I just had more locations than him, but I was profitable at the time and he wasn't. So he had to sit in the shadows and in the background, not by choice, but just by way of virtue. And he watched my business grow in the trajectory of my business. But then he also watched the mistakes that I made along the way. Because when you think about high level, I didn't always hire the right people. I didn't always put the right people in place. I didn't always pick the best site selection. So he got the opportunity to learn what not to do or what to do when he started, you know, growing his business and scaling his business. So now Derek is in a really ripe space in his business. It's growing. He almost had 30 franchises that he sold. His company is profitable. He's completely turned the business around. So he is in a really right space. So here I am. I'm like, all right, make sure you do. Like, I'm the coach. Like, you know, when Javante in the ring, I'm the coach. I'm like, all right, make sure you do this. Don't do this. And sometimes he doesn't like when I do it, but he knows that it's necessary because I'm like, I've been there, done that. Like, don't make the same mistakes that I did. And if you choose to, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on the other side. But at the end of the day, I am like his encyclopedia because he can refer back to the comp. And the comp is me and all the things that I'm going through. But I'm proud of him. I think that it's overdue for him to now get his time. He should have been got it when I got mine back in when I raised my money and was able to scale my company really fast. But society has a funny way of making certain decisions, right? And here we are now. He's in a great position and I'm excited about his business. And I'm claiming that it's going to grow to over $100 million brand like I know it to be.
I love it. You guys have an incredibly popular brand, social media sensation. The people love you. What are like 3 to 5 marketing ideas that have had the biggest impact on your business personally that allowed you to scale?
Okay, so the biggest one, and I got my kids in the background, y'all. Real entrepreneur here.
Real mom.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Okay, we got 5 kids. It's a lot. Okay, so one of the biggest things, we live in trend culture. So how I grew Slutty Vegan is I said, if I can get celebrities to naturally endorse the brand, they ain't even got to post me on their page. All I got to do is get that footage, that content, because guess what that is? It's currency. And if I can get that level of currency, then I can bring it over to my level of real estate and post it on my page. And then everybody going to say, oh, my goodness, you got Denzel Washington to eat Slutty Vegan. I know I got to try now, because if Denzel Washington, this man of this high caliber that has built a career upon acting and is revered around the world, loves a brand like this, Why don't I love the brand like that? So I got to see what it's about. I got to go check the hype out. And because I've been able to do that, I've naturally had celebrities want to be a part of the brand, want to endorse it. And as a result of it, it's natural marketing. So I have this philosophy that every single person that sees or feels your brand will tell five people whether they had a good or bad experience. So for example, if they come through my doors and the food was fantastic, they're going to tell at least five people. And then those five people, they're going to tell at least three more people. And then those three people are going to tell at least three more people. And then the chain will continue to link. And I've been able to build a word of mouth business by way of the celebrities who try the food and the word of mouth. So those are kind of like the two biggest things. The third thing I would say is I do three things on my social media. I make people laugh. I make them proud. And I give them information. Right. Mm. So if I can make you laugh, the world is hard enough. Like, yes, we all going through stuff. But if I can make you laugh and not think about the day, then check mark, I've done something right. If I make you proud, I'm a Black woman-owned, minority-owned business that has started a business from the ground up that is helping people to reimagine food in another way, right? And you can look at my video and my content and say, you know, I'm so proud of that woman. I'm so proud of the community that she's serving, the fact that she's giving people opportunity. I am proud of her, right? Then more people will start to tap in because people want to be connected to things that they can be proud of. And then lastly, giving them information. People always love information. The more you tell, the more transparent you are, the more they feel like they're dialed in. And when they're dialed in, then they're going to support you until the wheels fall off. So you said five, but those are kind of like the top things, the celebrity, making sure that you're engaging with your audience and doing whatever is required so that people can have a word of mouth on your business and it'll drive traffic through your doors.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.